scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood, our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in my
shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I see him in my shot.
Shot. No shot brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. I hung out with a bunch of their Diamond Club members last night. We were at Lucky Strike by Wrigley Field. The great Teddy Greenstein put a tremendous event together. You could become one of those Diamond Club members as well. Go to PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app right now. Stop by either Hawthorne, Prospect Heights, or Crestwood and register your account. We'll take the 10th caller right now. Regular line, 312-332-3776. You will win $100 in on-site Hawthorne Racecourse wagers. You could turn that into big money. Another $100 for the PointsBet Sportsbook. You get horse racing programs, branded gift items. It's a cool package. Hoodie's back. Danny, good morning.
Gentlemen, good morning, Hoodie, and welcome back.
Thank you, my friend. It's good to be back, and I see that I brought some of the good weather with me for this weekend, right?
It's going to be nice.
So I'll take that. No time on the beach, though. It's not like being on the beach, but no. You know what? Inland, I think I'll take the...
You'll be fine.
Would you say 65, 66?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Nice. South Shore will be very nice and comfortable.
35. Go ahead. Good times and good weather doesn't happen for us. As a matter of fact, they still haven't gotten the snow out from my neighborhood. Still snowing.
It's all right. The hoods are moving on up to Glenview.
We're not moving to Glenview. I don't
Why?
Know
What's wrong with Glenview?
Okay, that's fine, but we're not moving. We're not moving yet.
Everybody I found a Glenview. House for you.
Okay. I got one
stone
right around the corner from me in Riverwoods.
Yeah.
Only problem with it is Sylvie's your neighbor.
Oh, well, that's okay.
I thought you were going to say only problem is Sylvie's living there currently.
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay. Hi, I'm your new neighbor. I'm Jonathan Hood.
Woo!
Oh, God! Get on the hood. Damn it! Captain, it was safe! I can't deal with that, Danny.
That made me laugh.
I don't want the handcuffs. I don't want that. I'm a citizen here.
In Glenview, you'd be welcome. Our arms are open for you.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, the arms are open. Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. Did he play for them?
Yes.
When you did that was fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, Keith Jennings. Go ahead, Danny.
All right, gentlemen, to the shot or no shot portion of shot or no shot. 18 months ago when the Packers traded up to land a quarterback late in the first round, they surprised a lot of people, especially MVP Aaron Rodgers. The first real chance for Jordan Love to validate Green Bay's faith in him arrives this Sunday afternoon when the Packers visit the Chiefs. Love is expected to make his first NFL start because Aaron Rodgers is a liar and he has COVID.
Oh.
This is a good chance for the Packers and us Bears fans to see the future. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, if Jordan Love sucks Sunday against a weak Chiefs defense, the Packers' long-term future is doomed.
That's a shot. Now, again, he needs more than one game to, you know, have a platform to prove he's good or not.
Yeah.
But if he goes out and they get beat, you know, 28-3, people are going to freak out. And you know what? Aaron's a great player. I understood his concerns over the summer, but the way he comported himself over this particular issue, he's a jackass.
Well, first of all, the Packers are not winning the game because I'm not expecting the world from Jordan Love in his first game. I don't expect him to light it up. Even against the Kansas City Chiefs defense isn't very good. So I could say shot to that. The only thing is that it's a great unknown, Cap. What if, right? What if Favre to Rodgers to Love is that smooth transition?
Oh, what God. If, yeah, right? What if they go out and they put up 38 points and they win 38-17 and Jordan Love has 5 touchdowns? You're like, oh, God. Right.
I mean, who knows? I don't think they're going to win on Sunday, but I would say a possible shot to that. Even with Aaron Rodgers, did you know how good Aaron Rodgers is going to be as he spent that time under Brett Favre? I had no idea he was going to be this good. So we'll see.
Let's not forget Rob Domofsky said during training camp that they were underwhelmed with Jordan Love's performance up there.
He said that with us, as a matter of fact. I remember that. Yeah. Go ahead, Danny.
All right, gentlemen. According to the great and all-knowing Adam Schefter, the Browns are working on converting Odell Beckham Jr.'s signing bonus into a base salary, which would make it easier for another team to claim him on waivers once the Browns release him, which is expected to happen sometime today. Now, Jeff Darlington of ESPN reported that the Bucs are the dark horse to land OBJ. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the only team that have the structure and culture in place to make it work with the overly dramatic, talented wideout.
No, that's no shot. I mean, it's not just them. What if he becomes a Patriot?
Or a Chief? Or a Saint? Or a Ram?
Now, I'm going to push back, and I know I'm the humble narrator. If he becomes a Patriot, Mac Jones is a rookie quarterback. You really, just like we wouldn't want him here to deal with the rookie, you really want that guy's attitude, who's a bad dude, clearly, dealing with the rookie quarterback in Mac Jones? Is he really going to want to go to the Saints, where they don't even know who the quarterback's going to be? Do you think he's going to enjoy receiving passes from Taysom Hill?
I don't know what's going on around here, but I need you to keep your beak out of a shot or no shot. What are you doing there, narrator? Get out of there with that.
Well, listen, when people say things that need to be pushed back on, the narrator's got to push back.
I will say from the Patriots standpoint that if Randy Moss or others can play
Corey Dillon.
Let's not forget who the quarterback was then. This is rookie Mac Jones.
What year did Randy Moss go play there?
The point is, this is rookie Mac Jones. Do you want to bring a guy who's a quarterback killer, clearly? You saw what he did with Eli or Daniel Jones or whoever was his quarterback. Right. And you saw what he's doing with Baker Mayfield. You really want to bring him in with a rookie quarterback?
I think Belichick can do anything. He's the greatest that we've ever seen. And I understand what you're saying with Mac Jones. Does he have the autonomy to tell Odell Beckham Jr. what to do? And will he conform? Okay, I mean, he's a wide receiver that has a bright personality, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of just part of the job when you're a wide receiver. Most wide receivers have that big personality. I think that if he's with the Patriots, I think that he'd be fine. And by the way, I don't even know if Odell's even the Odell that we even saw with the Giants anymore. I'm not even sure how good he is anymore.
Plus, he's a year out from a blown ACL, so the best is ahead of him.
Now, Tampa, I get what you're saying there because that's just stockpiling more talent. If Antonio Brown can be able to lock in and be good for that team, then maybe Odell could be as well.
I actually compare Odell, his career at this juncture, to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll explain.
You're going to get knocked down in a minute, but go ahead. You're going to get knocked down.
So when you get ready to leave on vacation, it's hoodie's packed, he's organized, he's got the plane's reservation, the hotel, the whole deal. But you're terrified Michelle's going to be late, she's disorganized, not going to have her stuff ready, the car service or the car is going to be waiting, we got to get to the airport, and it's all askew.
Yes.
Okay? That's where we're at with Odell. But he's coming back from a knee injury as he gets healthier. Michelle's finally on the plane, you're headed to a beautiful vacation, and hey, now it's smooth sailing where we're going.
Yeah.
That's where Odell is. He's Michelle, but once you get her on vacation, she's amazing.
It's fair to say. How about that, Danny?
Take that.
How about that for analogy?
Okay. All right. I'm in. That was a long road to get there, man. That was a long road. That's the definition of someone asking the time and you saying how it's made. That was a long road, Cap, to get there. That was a long road, brother. You know I love you, and I mean this with peace and love. That was a long and winding road. All right, boys, let's move on.
And by the way, Danny, sidebar, may I approach?
Yes. Brought to you by Ankin Law, Howard Ankin. If you need an attorney, he's the best in Chicago. 312-6 million.
Peacock was on time.
Bam! Take that.
How about that?
And maybe Odell will be.
How about
in a bear uniform?
Now it was what you expected, Danny. Like the last minute packing at the front end,
and it was stressful and rushed. I'm sure. Anxiety ridden.
A little bit. But being on time, bam, on both sides of it.
You'll take it.
Yeah, it's quality. It's better than it has been in the past. She's been listening to the show clearly.
Take that.
Danny.
Gentlemen, speaking of the great Tom Brady, who's the only quarterback that could handle Odell Beckham Jr., through eight games, Tom Brady has thrown for 2,650 yards. The single-season passing record is 5,477 yards, held by Peyton Manning. Brady is on pace for 5,631 yards in 17 games. So that would break the record. I ask you guys, shot or no shot, if Tom Brady breaks Peyton Manning's single-season passing record, it does not count because TB12 gets an extra game.
That's a shot.
What, it doesn't count because he gets a 17th game?
Yeah.
He can't help the schedule.
Doesn't matter. His numbers will be inflated because he got an extra game. Now, if you tell me he throws for 6,100 yards, well, then it really doesn't matter. He obliterates the record. But if he beats him by 40 yards, no. Within, Peyton holds it.
What if it's within 16 games? You're good with it?
Then I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Then I'm good with it.
Maybe he doesn't need the 17th.
Right.
That very well could be the case.
Very well could be.
So you're good with that too, narrator? You're good with that? Okay, if it happens within 16, is that fine?
I think no matter when he gets the record, it's his record. I don't care if it takes him 20 games this season. Give Tom Brady every record in the history of NFL passing. That's my motto.
On a cold January Wednesday or Thursday, we're going to go into your favorite players and teams. I'm starting to think that Tom Brady and this Buccaneers team might surpass some of your favorite teams you grew up with. That's what I'm starting to think.
It's just Tom Brady. Right now, I will give you a teaser into that.
Yeah.
He's number two on my list of favorite athletes ever.
I like that Cap turned into Ford Frick over there, adding asterisks to records.
Damn right.
At least he got right to it, though, Mellor. He didn't take a long and winding road to get
what?
There.
You keep your beak out of that. But just narrate.
That's his line, the beak.
It's our line.
Let him have the beak line.
That's our
line. You stole his doubleheader line earlier in the 7 o'clock hour. Let him have the beak line. We're going to have a sounder when Cap steals Hoodie's good lines.
I've asked him, hey, can I use the beak line? Did I not?
I don't remember.
You know I did.
I don't recall.
Don't you dare. Before you left, I said, can I use the beak line?
What if Hoodie would have said, no, you can't?
I still would have done it.
Of course. Of course he would have.
Till he got back.
Do it with Connor. I see. Danny?
Gentlemen, daylight savings time is this Sunday. Oh, I ask you guys, shot or no shot, daylight savings time needs to be gone and long forgotten.
Yeah, that's a shot. It's too freaking dark, too early. It's awful, like 4 o'clock, it's dark. It's awful. Mellor loves it. He likes darkness, he likes cold. For me?
I don't think that's true.
Oh, I think that's 100%
Shaq
true.
Does not. Okay.
He's got a dark side. He likes it dark out, he likes it cold.
Jeff, you like it dark?
Listen, I'm not adverse to being in the dark, Hoodie, if that's what he's insinuating.
I don't care what you like. I don't want to hear that. You like the lights on. What does that mean?
Listen, I like the lights on, too. I'm not adverse to being in the dark.
See what I'm doing.
Dark, light, it works either way.
Don't take it to the gutter. I didn't mean it that way.
I think you did. You like it with the lights on. Does Mindy like it with the lights on?
Damn right.
Okay.
She closes her eyes.
I don't think we want to know about that, Cap. I got to see where I'm going. cut that light on.
Cut that light on, Mindy.
Baby, cut that light on.
Hey, Alexa, turn on bedroom light.
Oh, God. Now.
Houses all over Chicago area. Now they're light.
It's lit up like a Christmas tree now all over the city because of you. People don't want to know that you like it with the lights on.
I don't like the dark. Danny.
What's wrong with the dark?
I don't like the dark.
So all the lights have to be on because it's a show. I tell you what, man. Everything in your life is radio or TV. Hey, man. Turn the lights on. It's a show. Here we go. Bam, bam, bam. Take that. Come on. What does it matter with you?
A lot.
I mean, you don't need the spotlight to make love.
I wasn't talking about that.
McGuffey, can you hear me? All right, good. How's my mic? Lavalier, good. All right, here we go. Here we go. Mindy, lights on. 3, 2. Hey, welcome in. And today, Captain J. take that.
Mindy, louder.
what are you talking about?
We boost her levels, please.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you do.
McGuffey's there?
McGuffey is there, of course.
Yeah, 100%.
Someone's got to put Cap socks on.
I mean, McGuffey got invited to the Hall of Fame.
Oh!
Don't even go there. All right.
What happened there, Danny?
Matt, I've got sore feelings.
What happened there?
You got invited.
I did.
Ryan McGuffey got invited.
Yeah.
Cap invited many special people in his life. Somehow, nobody from this radio show other than you made an invitation. I've been by his side for 5+ years. Oh. Not an invitation, nothing. I got to see on Instagram what a great evening it was.
Oh.
Not an invite. Not an invite, Hoodie.
He has so, yeah, three
I'm salty. I'm salty. Could have let me make my own determination.
Ooh. No, because you would have felt like, ugh, Diana, I can't tell him I don't want to go.
You don't know that. I wanted to go. So was I there at your last? When you got Walk of Fame at that place down the street, was I or was I not there? I took off a day of work to be there.
Yeah, but it was in the middle of the day and you could just walk down there. I'm asking you to come back downtown and leave your wife and kids. And I'm like, I don't want to put him in that spot, him or Meller or JR. You got families. I just didn't want to bother you.
Well, yes, it would have been a waste of time to ask Meller. You know, he wasn't coming.
No. Waddle invited me, Hoodie.
Waddle invited him.
That's right.
Not Cap.
On the Waddle side, yes.
No
shit. If Carmen was going in, you wouldn't see him for a week.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you. Like, he's so. Right. For me and you, no shot.
No shot. All right, Matt Nagy was quick to name a starter again.
Huh? And
Matt Nagy was quick to name a starter again. Why the rush? Next.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000.
Rolling on at CapJHood, 8:22 in the great city of Chicago. Hope you're ready for a fun weekend. We have no Bears till Monday night. It is a football Friday. Matt Nagy was quick to name a starter again. And you're thinking, well, Justin is our starter. Hold on a second. Danny said to us, why did they have to name David Montgomery the starter again at running back? He's back at practice. Shouldn't he take more time to heal up his knee? I don't agree with Danny. If the doctors cleared him and he says, I'm ready to play, let's go. I mean,
I just don't understand the rush, right? Like, so if he sits against the Steelers Monday night,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't have to worry about playing again till November 21st against the Ravens.
Yeah.
It gives that knee a lot more time to heal. Khalil Herbert's been doing a great job in his absence. I don't care if David Montgomery's healthy enough to start and they want to start him. Okay, start him. But yesterday was his first day at practice, and I don't understand why Matt Nagy always has to be the guy to declare who QB1 is, RB1 is. It's what he did yesterday, declaring David Montgomery is the guy, just reminded me so much of him declaring that Andy Dalton was the quarterback without letting it play out in practice. Maybe David Montgomery's 100% healthy, and in practice he'll show it, but let's give it some time before we declare it to the world. I don't understand his need to declare who his number one guy is every chance he gets.
Again, if the doctor said, hey, guess what? He's ready to go. He's cleared. He didn't tear anything. We're good. He's a football player, man. That's what you do.
Would you have preferred for him to wait until Sunday to mention it?
Yeah. Yeah. Sunday? You know, it's the same thing when they asked about, is Justin Fields, you know, going to start or not? And he's like, well, that's a schematic thing. I can't answer that. Isn't this a schematic thing? Maybe David Montgomery is 100% healthy and he's going to start Sunday or Monday night. Why are you letting the Steelers know it?
You know what?
Pick a lane, Nagy.
Well, how about this, Danny? Here's some perspective for you. The perspective is that the Bears have very little good news. And so he wants to give you some kind of good news. I mean, every time he's up there, he's getting pounded. And rightfully so. His football team isn't very good. So he wants to give you something for Bears fans to hold on to, like some good news, a little shiny light that, hey, Montgomery's right around the corner here. He's going to be our guy. And people like David Montgomery because when he had the football, he was running with a reckless abandon. He was running with a ruthless aggression. And so I think that Nagy just wanted to give you some good news because there's not much good news coming out of Howell's Hall. The head coach is going through COVID. The team is going backwards. The defensive secondary is an abyss.
Khalil Mack and Eddie Jackson probably won't play.
So that's, I mean, look at it from that standpoint. He just wanted to give you something positive. because there isn't much up there.
And when they say to, hey, Matt, welcome back. Good to see you. You're out of the hotel. And by the way, Hoodie said if he owned the hotel, he wouldn't let his COVID.
Well, no. Well, what? I mean, what hotel? Do you have any idea up there? Airfield or
Lake Forest? Lake Forest? We heard.
Lake Forest Inn. What do they call it up there?
Deer Path Inn. Danny, is the hotel the Deer Path Inn, or is that just the restaurant that Sylvie and Waddle go to all the time?
It says they have an inn. They do have rooms and suites.
So maybe he was there. I don't know.
Sorry. It's all booked.
That's got to be the one. That's got to be the hotel.
Well, he can't be in my hotel. He had
Deer Path Inn. Yes, this is the Chicago Bears. I'm calling. We need a suite for Coach Nagy.
You mean the guy with the COVID?
Yeah, the guy that failed the COVID test? No shot.
No shot. Sorry. No room in the inn. What do you mean? It's the head coach of the Bears. Oh, sorry. We have a convention coming in. Looks like they're selling vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
Sorry. No room in the inn for Nagy. Let him go down the road.
Yeah. It's the Best Western down there in Highwood. Good luck.
You can't be in my hotel, pal. Well, is there a reason? Yes. The team sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
So long.
Go. You score 28 points, let me know. I'll find a room for him.
That's right. So, no, he can stay in my hotel. I mean, the person that's run the hotel knows that he's got COVID, right?
Right. Like, housekeeping. Yeah, this is the front desk. We need you to go clean room 417.
Oh, no.
And, 417, that was the Bears. He had COVID.
No.
You clean the room.
You clean the room, Nagy. That's where I'm at. You clean it. Take that. Poor bastard sitting in there watching that, watching the coverage, watching the Bears.
He's in a jail cell.
Oh, jeez. He's in the Bears getting beat down.
And I said to you, he probably had to flip over because he can't go anywhere. No. He can only watch the TV feed.
Yeah.
It's not like they've got monitors in there for him. He probably flipped over to the football after show and heard me, Olin, Alex, and Lance destroying him.
Let's see. BET, Lifetime, Home, HGTV. Oh. NBC Sports Chicago. Da, 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 da. Oh, God. They're killing me. That's where I'm at. They're killing me. I mean, that's what it is, though.
That jackass is destroying me.
Well, I mean, hey, your team's not very good.
Olin looked in the camera and said, Coach says he wants to know what the why is, why they're struggling. Look in the mirror. You'll find the why. That's what Olin said.
That's the why.
We played that.
That's the why.
The best. The best.
So, yeah, I think from that standpoint, you got to have something that's positive. So that's good to know.
Yeah, completely agree. Jim's in Elmhurst. Hey, Jim, what's going on there, Buttercup?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I agree with Danny on this one, guys. I understand you that they need some positive news, but you know what? The one thing that is going to happen when Montgomery comes back, and we haven't talked about it a lot, is they're going to start running that wildcat again, especially now since Herbert looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, when they ran that wildcat against the Lions, I think they ran it three times, and each time I think they got more than 15 yards. So I just wouldn't announce Montgomery's going to play because that just gives the Steelers a chance to get more prepared for that.
Do you really think, like, I hear people say that. Do you really believe, Jim, that when they get in their meetings and they know he's been activated in his three-week window, that they completely change their prep from one running back to the next? They still have the same assignments, the same gaps they've got to fill, the same lanes they've got to be defending. Like, I don't understand that.
Because the Wildcat, I'm telling you, you know, I don't know. I was trying to look up on the internet. Tlaib said that at some point Montgomery played quarterback in his football career, and I couldn't find it anywhere. But the way he ran that Wildcat, and nobody really talked about it, I just think they're going to bring that out. And, you know, I think the Steelers maybe were thinking like we were thinking. Maybe they'll just rest Montgomery because of the bye week. So I just don't see a reason to have to make the announcement, right? And then, you know what? It doesn't really. If I'm Herbert, I don't know how well that fits with me either. You know, it's like,
he's a sixth-round rookie. I don't think I would care. He understands.
Well, he's not playing like a sixth-round rookie. And what, you'd rather play a guy that, you know, with a bad knee?
How do you know he has a bad knee? If the doctor clears him, he's a football player, man.
Are you David Montgomery's agent?
I agree with Danny on this one, guys. I agree with Danny on this one.
All right, Jimmy.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
here's the thing,
it, Jimmy.
Cap. You asked Jim if he believes it matters whether or not Matt Nagy says who's starting at running back, right? You asked Jim. Who cares what Jim believes? No offense to Jim. Matt Nagy made it known that he believes that it's bad planning to let the opponent know because he did the same situation when it was Andy Dalton and Justin Fields. He got mad at the media.
Correct. Of course it's team.
So listen, we play the flipper sound effect for you. We can play it for Matt Nagy. He needs to pick a lane. It doesn't matter what Jim believes. Matt Nagy proved he believes that it's a bad idea to let the opponent know who's going to play or what the schematics are going to be, but then he can do it when he feels like doing it.
Take Bears, that, Matt.
Bears reporters, I know that you're listening to the show. Who else would you listen to when it comes to Bears coverage? So because of that, please ask that question to Matt. Ask him, for you to tell us that Montgomery is your number one on the depth chart, is that scheme?
Does he speak today, Danny?
I'm sure he does.
So Dan Weider, can you call Dan and ask him to ask this question that Jonathan would and I would like to know? Matt, why did you announce David Montgomery as running back one? Why would you not keep the Steelers guessing? Because when we asked you about the quarterback, you said, of course, Brad, that scheme. Talking about Brad Biggs.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not going to reveal it. It's scheme.
Yeah, I think, as I mentioned, I think he just wanted to give you something positive, and I got no problem with that. However, you can't go, as Danny said, can't keep going backwards and forwards with this. When you say that I can't tell you about the quarterback thing, but I can tell you about the running back, that's also scheme, is it not? So I would ask that question, why are you taking a different stance on that? By the way, sir, have you put any money down on this game Monday night?
I have not yet.
I like the six for the Bears.
So do I.
I don't know if they can. I doubt if they can win the game, but I just know old man Roethlisberger, that ain't happening anymore. That guy, he's just not the same guy.
I think what I'm going to do is wait and see if I can get 6.5, then buy the half point, get it to the touchdown, and go all in on the Bears.
Kind of think that's where I'm going.
I would not be shocked if we had a victory Tuesday. That would not shock me. I don't think the Steelers are that good.
I don't know if they can win the game, but I think it's closer than the six.
Correct.
That's what I believe.
I think Roy Girella could knock through a field goal to win it for the Steelers late.
Yeah. That's what I...
What is he, like 75 years
old?
Yes,
he is.
I love that guy.
Yes.
Back in the 70s. Roy Girella. Girella's Gorillas.
How about that? How about that, Danny?
Take that, Danny.
70s kickers. How about that, Danny?
I loved it.
Can the Bulls hang with the best teams in the East? Next. Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Big Ten Game of the Week preview at 8:50, where you can qualify to win a trip to the Big Ten title game, courtesy of our fine friends, John Schultz and company at Dr. Pepper. He is their fine marketing director. So the Bulls have had some historic comebacks. I mean, 19 down, bam, here we come. They were 19 down to the Celtics. It was 103-89 then at the end of three. You were out of town. And when they were 19 down, I had played the Bulls, and I'd played the over.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I think this is going to go over, but they're not winning this game, so that's a 1-1 night. And my brother and I are on the phone. He's like, oh, Bulls are down 4. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Bam, right back to it. And they win by 14. I think it's the first time in NBA history a team trailed by 14 starting the fourth quarter or more and won by 14 or more.
That is correct.
Insane.
First, yeah, I think the 1950s, that might have happened one other time. But I really am enjoying this team, Cap. It goes back to our preview of the season when you and I were talking about the Bulls. I said the Bulls are going to be a playoff team for sure. And what I love is that there's resolve in this team. I'm using the pump fist mechanic for the first time since the Thibodeau era. I was telling you, I'm watching that Celtics game, and all of a sudden I'm like, yeah, here we come, right? I really enjoy watching this team. It's one of the best teams in the league right now. Again, it's early, but here's what I like. I like that Zach LaVine has help. It's not just about him. He's got to realize, especially in that last game against Philly, if you don't have it going, you have DeMar DeRozan to hang your hat on. You have Lonzo Ball. You have Io, if he's on the floor
Vucevic.
With you. You have a number of guys. Yeah. Don't feel like you've got to bring the ball up and then jack a three because you're down 10. You don't have to do that anymore.
Correct.
Because now you've got mid-range shorty in there and DeMar DeRozan that's giving you a game that you could see in the 90s, right? Like, hey, man, I ain't worried about your threes. Let me just get from the foul line down, get to the basket, get to the foul line. He ain't worried about the whole thing about him shooting under 30% from three in his career. Fine. But he is knocking down threes when it counts. And he also is just giving you the great mid-range game. I like it. It's a very smooth, fundamental game from DeRozan that's added for this team that I really like.
Boy, he is putting up numbers.
Sure.
And they're hanging in there. So we'll see. They get Philly here now. And let's see what ends up happening with this club, over the next few weeks, and we can make a determination. I think people entered the season optimistic.
Yeah.
Now they've got to be confident. I'm not telling you they're winning the title, but, boy, what a turnaround.
So I'm watching the Boston version of the Bulls game on the app when I was out of town, and I'm watching Scalabrini's like, oh, this Bulls team isn't very good, right? The White Mamba's going after them, saying, oh, they're not very good, blah, 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 because the Bulls beat teams like Detroit and New Orleans and Toronto, right? And then the Knicks game was a tough game, but I got a lot out of that game because I thought that the Bulls played hard. They beat a Utah team that is a playoff caliber team, a team that might go deep in the playoffs again, but that Celtics game. And I know the Celtics got a lot of issues there because they seem very one-dimensional.
They crushed the Heat last night.
Yeah, it's not quite right yet for that team. And Marcus Smart said as much. He's like, man, it's pretty obvious where the ball's going all the time, right? But I thought, just watching this team, when you have bench depth like Alex Caruso.
I like him.
What was the key to the game against the Celtics? Him getting his hand in there, getting a couple steals.
He gets his beak in there.
Yeah, getting in, starting to break, passing the ball to the wings. He's a max effort player. And I know that when we were talking about it before the season, like, oh, Alex Caruso, why is he getting paid so much money? Every team needs an Alex Caruso-type player that says, and tell me if you've said this before as a coach, you're not going to start, but you're going to get starters' minutes.
Yes.
I just need you to give me your best 15 minutes. Okay, you're going to get about 15, 20 minutes. Give me your best 20 minutes on the floor, right? I need you to, you're not going to get the starting, you're not going to be in the starting lineup. You might be coming in the second quarter, whatever, but just give me your best 20 minutes. He gives you his best 20 minutes.
He does. He plays his tail off. Outstanding.
Just the little things, Cap. Like, he can knock down a three for you, but just I like the way he can pass the basketball and make others better. The ability to be able to just stick his beak in there and get a couple steals. He was a catalyst in the middle of the third quarter in that Celtics game to get things rolling. Now, all of a sudden, Ayo Dosunmu, you and I watched him in Illinois. I said, boy, that guy's a player. He's playing like he's been here before.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how quick a start he's had to his NBA career. Knocking down shots, attacking, defensive. Like, whoa. I don't think they counted on what they're getting this quickly.
What do you think Kobe White's thinking?
I got to get my shoulder healthy. I got to get back.
No, seriously. Seriously. I mean, because Kobe looks at that and goes, well, that guy's knocking down threes. That guy's playing with a little swagger. Uh-oh, that's supposed to be me. Yeah, it's not you. Ayo Dosunmu, just like he was at Illinois, just going up and down the floor, just hitting shots. You got to like that confidence from a rookie.
And that's a second-round pick.
That's right. That's right.
The days of selling the second-round pick, which were embarrassing, thank God, are over.
I need your help with this part of it, though, when it comes to the Bulls as a coach. So, and you've coached teams that were undersized.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Right. So your teams were always, you didn't have necessarily the big plotting, you know, center, you know, galloping inside the lane. You didn't have that, right? You didn't have Randy Brewer, you know, Paul McKeskey. You didn't have.
Wow.
Well, those are, you know, I'm talking about the big plotting centers, right?
Right.
The guys would just be shot rearranger. Yeah. So what do you do when you're undersized? See, that's the problem with the Bulls. The Bulls are not going to be this defensive stalwart of a team. They're just not. So what do you do when you're undersized?
You pressure the ball. You make it very hard to get the ball inside, which means you can get beat off the dribble, which means your interior guys who are undersized have to be able to come and help out. But you pressure the ball and make the entry to their big guy that much tougher. That's hard work.
That's hard, especially when you take on Embiid the last game that he played against Philly.
He's a beast.
That's the difference between a win and a loss for me, because there was no matchup for Embiid. None. Not Vucevic. Nobody on that roster can match up. But I liked how the Bulls got their little hands in there trying to swat the ball away, playing team defense.
Correct.
Collapsing the lane.
Play connected.
You know, sealing off the baseline the best you can. But, I mean, it's the Bulls are going to have a hard time defending. Remember we had Billy Donovan on last week. He wasn't happy when I asked him about the defense. And you could tell that he was not happy.
But that's why I might look at trading Kobe if he proves he's healthy and get some size. Because Patrick Williams is out for months.
They're going to give up a lot in the painted area, the Bulls. But they can score, though.
All right, it's time for our Big Ten Game of the Week, sponsored by Dr. Pepper. Every Friday, we qualify one fan to win a trip for two to go to the Big Ten Championship Game in Indianapolis. The trip includes two tickets to the championship game December 4th, and they're really good seats. Two nights in a hotel down there, a private Dr. Pepper party with food and beverages 3 hours prior to kickoff. We will take caller 23, caller 23, right now, regular line, to go to the Big Ten championship game, and we'll preview a Big Ten game this week next.
This hour is brought to you by Valparaiso University. Think of the world you want to live in. Then come to Valpo and build it. The fall 2022 application is now open. To learn more or apply, visit valpo.edu.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
In your morning.
Not that rush. He's dead.
I'm back.
He's dead.
This country is going in a hell in a handbasket.
Not that. This music.
NFL is desirous for a black host to do well. What? Was that Rush?
Yes. May he rest in peace.
Ah.
By the way, qualifier for the Big Ten title game trip. Dennis Gonzalez of the North Side.
What's that?
Dennis Gonzalez of the North Side.
All right, Pat Hughes. Just call his name out and keep it moving.
Shout out to Wilson Contreras.
No. Wilson Contreras.
Yeah, exactly.
Glad we're able. You know what? Without joking, it's good that we can be able to pronounce these names properly.
Correct.
Now.
No.
Because there is a time where you just read the name, here's Perez. You know, it's just like, and now you have an understanding of how to be able to have the inflection and have it pronounced properly.
Right. It's Eduardo Perez.
Right.
By the way, at the Hall of Fame thing last week,
mm-hmm.
I see Zach Zaidman.
So funny, that guy.
And I walked up to him and I said, hey, you got some love on our show today. Hoodie just left to go on vacation, but you got some love. He's like, for what? I said, Hoodie said, bottom of the first, I'm exhausted. Take over, Zach. He started laughing. And Pat was there that night.
Zach is so funny, man. That is a funny guy.
Did Pat make it through his whole speech?
Oh!
No, he had someone stand in halfway through. No, Pat did a very nice job. Very nice job.
I want to thank all the partners I've worked with over the years. For the rest of my speech, here's Zach. All right, here we go. Bottom of the first. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Zach, tell him what happened. I'm sleepy. Just finish out the inning. Take that.
So good. So good.
Leave Pat Hughes alone.
Our Big Ten game of the week, brought to you by the great people at Dr. Pepper and makers of Bai, B-A-I. If you're going in to get another water, a bottle of water, you go, water, it's so boring. Try a Bai. Cool watermelon, my favorite flavor. They've got the pineapple, coconut, my son loves. They've got the Kupang strawberry. They got so many great flavors. Blueberry, it's awesome. And it's antioxidant. All right, which game did you choose for us, Swami?
My friend, Swami says it. No, that guy's still on TV doing it, man.
Killing it.
I still love the references, though. I still love the references.
Yeah, I do, too.
I mean, he's...
Chris Berman.
Chris Berman's just, you know, he is who he is. I enjoy it. He's not trying to be anyone else. That's
why
I like. Swami says, 3.5. No, I like the Spartans and the 3 against Purdue. That's going to be the matchup we're going to look at. Number 3, Sparty. Boy, how good was that game against Michigan, Cap? I mean, a rivalry game in the middle of the fall in the Midwest. That's what you want, right?
What a game that was to watch.
So Sparty's 8-0. They're 5-0 in the Big Ten now against Purdue, the upset-minded Purdue Boilermakers. I have this as 3. I've seen it as low as 2.5, but I think Michigan State's going to win the game. The Spartans are 9-0 for the first time since 1966. And by the way, in 1966, when a late-season tie with Notre Dame cost the Spartans a shot at the national championship. The guy to watch in this game is Kenneth Walker III. He's a running back for Michigan State. My man had 5 touchdowns against rival Michigan, and he was on fire.
And he is now in the Heisman conversation because of that performance. He's been great, but that really catapulted him.
So I like them. Purdue's defense has picked off 4 passes in the last couple of games, so they have been pretty good defensively. My issue with Purdue is, which quarterback will you go with? Will you go with 2 quarterbacks, 3 quarterbacks? Will they be in the game all at the same time? I'm not sure. But I am wondering if Purdue's going to try to keep the game even closer. I think Michigan State can win the game. I wonder if Purdue can make it even closer.
Prediction Machine, which plays the game 10,000 times in their computer system, and they simply give you the percentages. They don't make a pick. Mm-hmm. They just tell you, here's how it played out. So with the line being Purdue getting 3, they recommend a small play on Purdue plus the 3.
Ooh.
And they tell you that Michigan State wins the game 56% of the time by an average of 1.9 points. So you're looking at a very tight game. Very tight.
Sounds like you're going to take Purdue.
I don't think I'm playing that game. I think I'm staying off that game.
I would not put this in a parlay. We'll talk to Carm in an hour from now. We'll talk to him about the best trends. I don't put that in a parlay, but I believe that the Spartans could just win that game outright on the road against Purdue, 7 points.
My favorite game on the board in college at first blush, I haven't done all my homework, Texas A&M -4.5 at home over Auburn.
We will discuss that. I have some games for you.
So we'll get into that.
Kentucky and Tennessee is one of them. It's still a pick 'em this morning.
We'll chop it up. All right, it's a Bears-less weekend. Bears-less weekend. They don't play till Monday Night Football. What are you going to do about it? We'll talk about that in 2 minutes.